basement.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Basement Hangout. My name is Chad, and with me, as always, is Bob. So in the aftermath of last week's amazing interview with Dr. Len Baer, what do you have to say?
I have not yet been targeted, but, you know, it could happen.
Could happen, especially since we interviewed the doctor.
I was a little worried, actually.
Yeah, I was as well.
Like, what am I going to do if I start, like, vibrating with my head and shit?
Well, that would be bad. So luckily, that is not the case. We are all good. But there's a lot of shit that's been going on, Bob. First of all, the balloon invasion.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up.
I'm a little disappointed in the current status of things with regards to the balloon invasion. We know they shot down the Chinese balloon, the big one.
Right.
And they were able to determine that there was surveillance equipment on that. But then there were, what, three or four more shoot downs of things that were not as large. They were more like small cars, I think, like little Toyota.
Yeah, the other one was like three buses.
And then they were going to go search for the remains of the shoot downs in Alaska and several other places. And then they called it off recently. Did you see that?
No, but I think that they say they're not Chinese, those ones.
So they claim that they just couldn't get to those remains and therefore they don't have any more information.
That's odd.
It's super odd. And a couple of videos have come to light with regards to the U-2 spy planes that they used to look at the known Chinese surveillance balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And so prior to the shoot down, we have images of that. But on the other ones, the next three or four or whatever it was, they haven't released any video.
Yeah, so it's probably classified.
I guess so, but what were those things?
I was expecting like thousands of Chinese balloons to start coming over, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because that would be like you test one, then you release the fleet.
So the big thing was, were those UAPs? Were they? But then I'm like, well, they're floating. They're not moving very fast. They can't be UAPs.
No, I don't think so.
But we don't know what they were. My guess is that because they adjusted what they were looking for, NORAD, because of the Chinese surveillance balloon, which they didn't detect, so they adjusted their filters in order to see that kind of a thing. All of a sudden, they're seeing everything.
Maybe.
And now it's embarrassing. Like, we're expending all these resources to find, you know, what your average Joe sends up as a hobbyist. And then they're using, like, Sidewinder missiles off of F-22s to shoot them down.
So, like, your kid's birthday balloons were shot down?
Yeah, some shit like that. And they don't want to admit that they just fired a bunch of F-22 Sidewinder missiles, each at a cost of, who knows?
Millions, yeah.
Yeah, like $500,000 each missile to shoot down some random-ass balloon. And that's why they're like, oh, well, we've called off the search. Don't know what it was.
Yeah, I like that theory, actually.
That's the only theory I can come
up
with.
Like a huge-ass Mickey Mouse balloon for the kid's birthday.
Yeah. $500,000. We shot it down.
Like this balloon was made in China.
Therefore, it is a Chinese surveillance balloon.
It's a UFO. They don't want to tell the public.
So, anyway, the balloon invasion is apparently over. We're on to new things.
But you don't think they're going to release like thousands of them? Because that's what I think.
The Chinese?
Yeah.
Release thousands of balloons?
They put one test balloon out and they released the fucking whole farm.
I think what we learned is that China's been doing this for a long time and we haven't been looking.
But only like five or six.
Yeah, I don't think they would release thousands.
That would be the way to do it.
I mean,
put them everywhere.
But the relations between the U.S. and China is already strained because of this. I don't think they want to strain it any further.
They don't give a fuck about the test balloon.
Well, they didn't think it would be discovered.
Oh, they thought it was going to go under surveillance?
The only reason it was discovered is because Average Joe in Montana was like looking up and was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that's why you think?
NORAD wasn't looking for those kinds of things, man. They, like I said, their filters were not, they were looking for your average incursion by fast-moving jet fighters from other countries. They weren't looking for a slow-ass-moving balloon-type thing.
So now we've zoomed in, are we then open to an attack from a fast moving fucking fighter?
Hopefully they're catching it all. That's, we can only hope.
What does NORAD stand for?
Shit, that's a good question. North American.
That would be NA.
Shall we ask the Google?
Yeah, you need to, because I didn't realize we were relying on NORAD for like incoming fucking fighters.
Well, but I mean, yeah, that's what its purpose is. It's the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Their job is to protect our airspace.
So really it's NARDC, not NORAD.
NADC. North. So NOR for North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD.
So when
and it, leave out the command.
But when have they ever used second digit in the fucking name? That's fucked up.
Well, whenever it suits the acronym name that you want to use.
For the public.
There's a lot of dumb acronyms out there. They love their acronyms. So
I think they're going to release thousands of them.
So I have two major topics of discussion for your ass this evening. Number one is East Palestine.
Ohio. Yeah.
The train derailment. Number two is Alex Jones. Which would you like to go down first?
Probably Ohio.
Okay. Shall we? We know that a Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's at East Palestine. It's spelled like Palestine. But from what I understand, people are calling it Palestine. So,
because Americans pronounce shit how it's read.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I would read that as Palestine.
But that, where is Palestine though? There's like there's another Palestine they don't want to be associated with.
Palestine is like the area in Israel. And
right.
So I guess they don't want to, yeah, exactly.
This is the heart of America.
Right. So like, this is Palestine, bitch.
Yeah.
Not the Palestine. Fuck?
You ain't from here, are you? For real.
So a train derailed in East Palestine, and it was Norfolk Southern Train, which is a big train rail company here in the U.S. It was carrying the hazardous chemical vinyl chloride. Right.
So that's like the first step of plastic, right?
Yeah. So vinyl chloride is used primarily to make polyvinyl chloride or PVC, a hard plastic resin used to make a variety of plastic products, including pipes, wire and cable coatings, and packaging materials. Once that vinyl chloride was spilling out of the cars that derailed, they decided, let's do a controlled burn. Right.
Oh, they tried to burn it?
So it did not explode on its own.
It just seeped out.
Ostensibly, their reason for doing a controlled burn was because they said that they saw a change in temperature of the cars that were carrying the vinyl chloride, and it could explode. And if it had exploded on its own, it would have sent deadly shrapnel flying up to a mile or longer radius.
Jesus.
And so they said, we need to burn this off ourselves. So they lit fire to it.
So that's why the plumes of black ass smoke and shit.
Yeah. So first of all, how did the train derail? Security footage from a business in Salem, Ohio, which is 20 miles from East Palestine, and a Ring doorbell camera from New Waterford, Ohio, which is 4 miles from East Palestine, show fire emanating from underneath a rail car as the train passes by. After this, around 8:55 p.m. ET, Eastern Time, on February 3rd, 2023, 51 cars derailed on the east side of town near the border with Pennsylvania. 49 of the cars ended up in a derailment pile, which caused fire and burned for several days. Of the 51 cars, 11 contained hazardous materials, including vinyl chloride, benzene residue, and butyl acrylate, or acrylate. I don't know how to say that.
So that's in vape cartridges, right?
Yeah, I have heard that, as a matter of fact.
It is.
You know from experience.
Only reading the labels.
So let me play this video for you. So this is them lighting it on fire.
Holy shit.
And this is the result.
So they did that on purpose, obviously.
They did that on purpose.
Holy crap.
Now, look at the houses in the immediate vicinity. Yeah, look at this down here. It's a
highly populated area.
Look at that. I'm not sure they thought this through properly, Bob.
This is like when they tried to blow up that whale in Seattle and it went all over the fucking place and destroyed cars.
I don't know that one. They blew up a whale in Seattle?
Yeah, it washed up and they hadn't had a huge-ass whale wash up for like 50 years and it was like 1970. And they said, we're going to blow up this fucking whale. And everyone came to see it and then they blew it up. And literally like cars were destroyed. Like shit was everywhere. No one died, thank God.
This was in 1970?
Around in the 70s, yeah.
Damn. Look at that plume of smoke.
Yeah, that's ill.
Rising into the air.
Black ass.
Again, I don't think that they thought this through properly. So that's what that originally looked like. Now let's look at another video here. This is from another angle.
Much closer. Holy shit.
Closer.
Yeah, that's no joke.
I mean, that is...
Flames are going up like 200 feet.
Yeah, at least. And black, like dark black smoke. And God only knows what is inside of that smoke.
So did anyone die?
Not during this controlled burn, no.
So they knew to back up far enough.
And look at this. This video goes on for 7 minutes. Let's fast forward a little bit here. Still large flames.
So I did see like local officials went and drank water out of a spout.
Yes.
In correct. A house.
Yes, which was super dumb.
They really did drink it though. Like remember Obama went to Flint, Michigan.
Yeah,
he didn't drink the water really. He just put it to his lips. They actually did gulp it down.
Yes. I saw. Look at that. Look at that plume.
Yeah, damn.
So the burn is over in terms of the fire, but the smoke rising into the atmosphere looks like a damn nuclear explosion.
Yeah, it's huge.
This is like Chernobyl type shit.
So I probably would not be drinking the water if I lived there. I know that.
One thing about the train derailment, it may be related to the brakes on the train. Electronically controlled pneumatic or ECP brakes may potentially reduce stopping distances by up to 60% over conventional railway air brakes. The derailed train was not equipped with ECP brakes, which former Federal Railroad Administration official Stephen Dittmeyer said would have mitigated the severity of the accident. The Obama administration had proposed rules and safety regulations for trains carrying hazardous materials back in 2014. They were weakened by lobbying from the railway industry. In 2017, further lobbying persuaded the Trump administration to begin a repeal of regulations requiring the use of such brakes on trains. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration said the FAST Act, which is what it was called, enacted by the Republican-controlled 114th United States Congress and signed by President Obama, instead required them to repeal the ECP brake mandates after a regulatory impact analysis report stated, quote, "The expected costs of ECP brakes are significantly higher than the expected benefit."
So you're blaming it on Trump?
No. This goes back to the Obama administration and the Trump administration.
So, but Obama put in shit to get new brakes and Trump canceled it?
Well, the lobbying began under the Trump, under the Obama administration. They weakened the regulation to say that ECP brakes
are not needed.
Had little impact, and the ball started rolling from there. It was not enacted in such a way that they would have required ECP brakes. And then the Trump administration finalized a rollback of the requirement for electronically controlled brakes in September 2018. The NTSB has recommended this technology for all trains. As of 2023, the Biden administration has not reinstated the ruling, and the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made a tweet claiming that this technology may have prevented the derailment. So the rollback of the requirement for those brakes was finalized in the Trump administration, but it began with lobbying during the Obama administration.
Right. Well, I mean, lobbyists are super powerful, right?
Yeah, so it spanned multiple administrations. So I'm not blaming Trump. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy explained that the train in this accident would actually not have been required to utilize the ECP braking system even if the FAST Act was not repealed, because the term, quote, high-hazard flammable train means a single train transporting 20 or more tank cars loaded with Class 3 flammable liquid. As it had only three such train cars, the derailed train did not meet the qualifications.
So they only had three, but those are the ones that fucking
so
derailed.
So in other words, everything is up for interpretation and, you know, skirting, whatever you want to call it, that the materials they were transporting,
they didn't have enough cars.
They wouldn't have even classified it as a highly flammable substance, and it wouldn't have met the criteria.
So is it true that, like, the, you know, U.S. government used to own the railroads, now it's all privatized?
It is definitely all privatized, yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, the rule would have saved this from happening, except that the way the lobbying has occurred, that train wouldn't have even qualified.
Because it was so little contaminant.
Because
cars.
That exact substance, what do we call that? Vinyl chloride was not classified as highly flammable, even though we can see from that goddamn video.
So was it
that it was highly, obviously, flammable?
So was it they only had three cars of that, and if they had 20 or more, it would have been under the new shit?
Only three cars had a substance in them that met the criteria of being highly flammable. The cars that had the vinyl chloride
wasn't even that.
Would not have met that stupid ass criteria.
Well, that shit blew up like a fucking goddamn bomb.
Exactly. So then the question is, well, why did they do a controlled burn, right?
Because they probably don't want it to leak into that fucking everything.
So I mentioned that they were worried about the explosion because they could see that the train car itself was rising in temperature and it was going to have an explosion. On February 5, a temperature change in one of the train cars caused fears of an explosion, with the potential to disperse shrapnel as the fires continued to burn. Although five cars containing vinyl chloride remained intact following the crash, the relief valve on one of the cars had malfunctioned. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine activated the Ohio National Guard to assist local authorities in what he called a matter of life and death. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro ordered an evacuation of Beaver County, which bordered the site. Officials in both states went door to door to evacuate residents. The fire from the accident burned until February 5.
So that was 2 days later.
Yeah. On February 6, DeWine and Shapiro ordered the mandatory evacuation of all residents within a 1 to 2 mile radius. In an effort to prevent further explosions, Norfolk Southern emergency crews conducted a controlled release and burn of the five tanks of vinyl chloride into the air. Small shape charges were used to breach the tank cars, and the vinyl chloride was allowed to flow into a trench where it was ignited by flares. The burn caused black clouds to form above the area and released phosgene and hydrogen chloride into the air. Although officials reported that air quality readings were not showing anything concerning, residents in nearby Mahoning and Trumbull counties reported a chemical smell. Officials in the Youngstown region advised residents to stay indoors. Air monitoring conducted on February 7 through 8 revealed an increase in volatile organic compounds in the air below the screening level and an increase in particulate matter, probably from the soot.
From the burning of the fucking last chemical.
Yeah, that giant ass plume of
smoke.
That
shit's ill. What the fuck?
Authorities said it was safe. The evacuation was lifted on February 9 after the EPA reported that the air inside and outside the evacuation zone had returned to normal levels. Although toxicants were discovered at the derailment site, they were not detected outside the area. The Ohio EPA also reported that drinking water was safe. In a testing report from February 8th, the Ohio EPA showed WKBN-TV that vinyl chloride, benzene, some chlorinated organic compounds, and other VOCs were not detected in the water. So they came out and started saying everything is safe.
I mean, how long does it take to get in the water anyway?
Well, that's exactly. It's not going to go right away.
Yeah, it's not going to seep into the ground. And
so naturally, the residents there were skeptical. This is a video that you probably have seen. This is a lady at a nearby creek in the area, and she's showing what happens when you throw a rock into the creek. So she throws a rock in. Now look at
Wow. Look at all that.
Look at it.
It's all in the bottom of the creek bed.
The oily substance rises to the top when she throws a rock in.
Like rainbow ass circles everywhere.
Rambo?
There are literally rainbow. Hundreds of dead fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then there's dead fish.
All coming from the one creek that's coming from the wreckage. That fish in this one is actually probably about a foot long, so it's not just the little ones. And then you see a bunch of little ones scattered around it. Little beaver runs into big beaver, runs through our state park, and there's dead fish everywhere. I can't even begin to imagine the trickle effect we're going to have on the wildlife around here.
Mm. This is them just basically testing with the creeks around them while the authorities are telling them it's safe. Here's another video, same kind of thing. This is on day one. This person is poking a stick into the creek. There's dead fish outside of the creek. So let me back that up actually a second. Notice what it says. The woman who took the videos said the issues were seen upstream from an aerator being used by officials to help clean the water from chemical contamination. You can kind of see all these contraptions over here.
Yeah, like huge ass water tubes.
Yeah. 2 days after Ohio train derailment, look at that seeping up.
Yeah, it's nasty.
The next day, it's worse. Now you get that rainbow effect you mentioned. She turns over rocks and that rainbow effect.
I just want to say that smell is noxious. After moving those rocks a little bit, it's disgusting. Burnt plastic, chemical, awful, awful smell. Ugh, the smell. My God. How long is it going to be like this?
Unfortunately, it's going to be like that for a long time.
If it's in the waterway, yeah, Jesus.
You mentioned this earlier that they tried to prove that the water was safe by drinking.
Yeah.
This is just sad. Here's a video of them at a local resident's house. This is, I believe, the mayor. It's U.S. Rep. Bill Johnson, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
Now, my main concern is for the people that was closest to the accident. And a lot of them are younger than me and have children, and you know, I just feel for them. I'm sorry. It's hard to see people going through things.
I'll tell you, we believe in science, so we don't feel like we're being your guinea pig, but we don't mind proving to you that we believe the water.
Okay. Here's to Caroline. I appreciate that.
Here's to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
They do drink it, though.
Okay, but they're at this woman's house who's
all upset.
Within the area, she's upset. They say, we believe in science.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that means they're trying to counter the conspiracy theorists.
Right.
And they pour water from her tap into their glasses, and then they cheers each other and drink, and they laugh. Now, we don't know if that leaching into the water system is going to happen within 36 hours of the spill when they're all cheersing and laughing. I find this to be, frankly, sad.
It's going to go into the wells, everything, eventually.
It's going to leach into the ground and fuck everybody up.
Yeah.
Later. You could have children 10 years from now who are having issues because of this. And they're cheersing because they're drinking tap water from the municipal system 36 hours after the spill.
Yeah, which probably hasn't even been tainted.
Exactly. I just find that really sad and tone deaf. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this news report, what is it called? News Nation, which I hadn't heard of before.
They have a channel, man, actually.
Yeah.
For folks in East Palestine, small town, only 4,000 or 5,000. It's deja vu all over again. Another day just brings more news of them getting a really raw deal after that train derailment and millions of pounds of chemicals spilled in their town. In today's edition, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg still won't show up, but admitted he should have spoken out earlier, whatever speaking out means, or whatever good speaking out does the people of East Palestine is unclear. The governor came to show off a new health clinic set up to help people suffering from effects of the cancer-causing chemicals, except there's no doctors at the health clinic right now. Norfolk Southern CEO did an interview with CNBC today, yet his company's rail cars with toxic chemicals still sit in people's backyards. Good news, though, is scientists say everything is fine. Speaking of Norfolk Southern scientists, the Huffington Post reports the EPA relied on Norfolk Southern rather than their own tests to declare everything safe. Mm. And rather than demand bottled water for the town, a number of state officials did a dog and pony show laughing at how good the tap water tastes.
And then here's what we just
believe
watched.
In science, so we don't feel like we're being your guinea pig, but we don't mind proving to you that we believe the water.
Okay.
Here's to Caroline.
I appreciate that.
Here's to you.
They fucking cheers.
Thank you so much. Awesome.
That's
good. So then they drink the water and say, that's good.
Mm-hmm. What does that chick say?
She, you mean the woman who lived there?
No, the lady they're just showing.
Oh, I don't know. I skipped over that. So here's a news article from the New York Times, actually. When a team came by the morning of Valentine's Day to test the air, that's February 14th. So what is that?
11 days.
11 days. To test the air quality in Maggie Guglielmo's store, a few blocks from where a freight train carrying hazardous chemicals derailed this month. The smell was undeniable. The air monitoring team left with 10 minutes due to the unpleasant and overwhelming odor, the team of government and private environmental experts wrote in its report, describing a super glue / pool / fruity like odor.
Mm.
But there was no detection of significant amounts of vinyl chloride, a colorless gas carried by the train, or other toxic chemicals. So even the experts who were doing the testing couldn't stand the smell and they had to leave.
That's fucked. So if this is our town, what would you do?
I don't know. I would be
fucking
distraught because you can't sell your house at that point.
No, yeah, everything's fucked.
Nobody's going to buy it. You know, your home value's just gone through the floor. You're stuck unless you own your house outright and are independently wealthy and can just move, which is nobody.
You still can't sell it the same price, like you said.
No. It would be horrible. It would be terrible. You know, one of the things that is interesting that the conspiracy theorists out there are glomming onto, have you heard of this movie White Noise?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a Netflix movie. It came out August 31st, 2022 on Netflix. I watched it.
In Ohio, right?
I watched it when it came out because I had read good reviews. If I'm being honest, I didn't like the movie at all. But what was interesting about it is that it was about a train derailment in the same area as where this happened.
That's fucked up.
And it was about an explosion because of the train derailment releasing noxious chemicals into the atmosphere. And all the local residents there had to evacuate because of it. And not only was it close to the area, extras in the movie were actually from East Palestine. That's how fucking close it was. Let's watch the trailer for the movie. This is the trailer from the Netflix movie White Noise, 5 months prior to this happening. It's a train derailing. It explodes.
Let's watch a sitcom or something.
No! They're calling it the airborne toxic event.
It won't come this way.
Will we have to leave our home?
Of course not.
How do you know?
I just know.
Okay, what if it's dangerous?
Evacuate all places of residence.
We have a situation. All we have to do is stay out of the way.
They're passing us, Dad.
So,
what the fuck?
It was the exact same scenario in the exact same place. They even used extras from East Palestine.
It's fucked.
So, people are definitely glomming onto that and saying,
what the fuck?
What the hell? And so, I was looking into this, and this isn't the first time that a movie has portrayed,
future.
A disastrous event occurring and then it happens. Did you know there was a movie prior to 9/11, about a year before 9/11, about a group of terrorists flying a plane into the Twin Towers?
No.
I didn't know that either until I started looking into this, but apparently there was. I mean, I you know me, I'm not the conspiracy theory guy, but oh my God. Like,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Seriously?
The fuck?
So
wait, what movie was the 9/11 shit in?
I don't know. We'd have to look that up separately. So the train derailment was on February 3rd, 2023. The movie White Noise was August 31, 2022 on Netflix. So 5 months apart, basically. In the movie, the chemical burn sends toxins into the air. Now, the difference is it wasn't a controlled burn. The train derailed because it hit a bus that was on the tracks. But regardless, the rest of it is very similar. The movie takes place in the fictional college town of Blacksmith, which was a northeast Ohio town, which is basically where East Palestine is. White Noise was shot almost entirely in northeast Ohio, in the region of where East Palestine is. Several East Palestine residents worked as extras in the movie. Ben Ratner, an East Palestine resident who played an extra in White Noise, told CNN the film, quote, hits too close to home. Quote, the first half of the movie is almost exactly what's going on here, Ratner said. Everybody's been talking about that.
That's fucked.
So to add ammunition to the conspiracy theorists, they've latched on to the fact that the new My ID program, which was due to be rolled out to the East Palestine residents, was right around the time of the train wreck.
What the fuck is that?
So they were going to distribute wristbands to all of East Palestine residents where it would have a QR code, and if somebody like first responders scanned the QR code, it would tell them all of their ailments.
Okay, this is a medical shit.
Medical shit. And this was literally like 2 or 3 weeks prior to this event. Excerpts from an article from WKBN Local News on January 26th, 1 week before the train derailment, announced the availability of the My ID program. East Palestine is excited to make an important medical device available to all 4,700 residents. On Sunday, there will be a special meeting to share more or start signing up. It's a medical information system that helps first responders provide care. Quote, it gives us that rapid information we need. Should somebody be unresponsive or having some kind of medical emergency, said East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabick. My ID provides wearable devices or key fobs that have QR codes. Emergency responders use a camera phone to access important medical information. It shows them the underlying medical conditions people have supplied about allergies, medications, and emergency contacts. That information could impact treatment decisions if a person can't say it. All of the information is HIPAA compliant. Quote, we're not doing this to gain anybody's information, to try and steal anybody's information. We're doing this to help the public in medical emergencies.
Mm.
So now, it sounds like they had the right idea. So I did learn that East Palestine is an older population.
Okay.
There's a lot of elderly folks that may have issues, falls, heart attacks, strokes, whatever. And when you respond to somebody's house who's had that kind of an issue,
they don't know.
And you don't know what are their ailments, what are their allergies, what are their this and that. So they were going to distribute these wristbands to the entire population, and you wear that wristband, and if something happens to you and first responders come, they can just scan the QR code on your wristband and see all your history. Now, that sounds good, and you know, the fire chief is really upset that people are saying conspiracy, this right. and that. But are people, I haven't wrapped my head around this. Are people going to wear their medical wristbands 24/7?
So it's like the Bible fucking devil fucking code shit.
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's what you're leaning into. They say that every person will be like labeled by the devil with the fucking number on their fucking head or neck.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know about
leaning,
that.
That's the conspiracy you're leaning into here.
I'm not trying to lean into that. That's something that I'm not aware of.
No, they say like, yeah, the number will be on your like skin in the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's either a very ironic coincidence. I mean, again, are people going to wear their goddamn wristbands 24/7 in case they
if
have
it's
a stroke?
Like the life strong Nike shit? Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
Right.
But are they going to be tracked by their whereabouts and shit?
I don't know.
You said fob, or what'd you say?
Well, it's a wristband, and it's got a QR code on it.
No, but you also said like fob or something like
that.
They
said you could choose either a fob or a wristband, but I think what I read was that they had received donations to pay for like every resident in the town of East Palestine to get a wristband for free. I wasn't able to find who the donation came from.
George Soros. Obviously. I don't fucking know.
All right. Well, when we come back, let's wrap this up. I need to take a piss.
Me too, really bad.
Words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom are fucking, you go ahead.
My words of wisdom are, if you are transporting dangerous chemicals, put the goddamn brakes, the updated brakes on the trains, fucking do the shit you're supposed to do, you goddamn motherfuckers. Like, we live here, bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's ill.
That's my words of wisdom.
My words of wisdom are, do not go to the doctor because they're going to give you pills that make you feel sick.
Correct. Welcome back, you beautiful
bastards.
Some places I like ranch, some places I like
cheese. I have a new words of wisdom. I'm going to redo mine.
Okay, go ahead.
If your boy is outside, like, about to piss his pants, do not wash your hands, motherfucker.
If your boy.
Me, I'm sitting outside the bathroom, like, about to piss my pants, and I hear you washing your hands. Let him in. Let
you
him.
You don't want me to wash my hands?
I can piss while you wash your hands, you motherfucker.
That's funny.
I was like pinching, like.
So, getting back on the topic of the train derailment / spill.
That's so fucked up, dude.
I know. So, the other thing that the conspiracy theorists have glommed onto is the fact that the CDC website recently changed its entry on vinyl chloride.
Like how dangerous it is?
They made some changes.
Okay. Before the crash or after?
Right before.
What the fuck? This doesn't seem right, dude.
I know, right? I mean, again, you know me. I'm not the conspiracy guy.
Something ain't right.
In most cases. I just want to provide the information.
Yeah, please do, because this is really fucked. There's a movie, it occurred, people are suffering, and now the CDC changed the shit.
Yes. What I did was, so have you heard about the Wayback Machine? Do you know what the Wayback Machine is?
No.
It's a website you can go to that will give you the history of any website on the internet. So if you change, you know how they say that whatever you put on the internet lives forever?
Yeah.
That is totally true. And one of the reasons for that is the Wayback Machine.
So if you change owners or...
anything. You could change one piece of text on your website and the Wayback Machine gives people a way to look at what it was before.
So how's that work? Like they're just recording the internet every day, all day?
Yeah, they just take snapshots of every...
of the whole fucking internet?
Every single fucking website there is.
So do you pay for this service?
No.
How's that happening?
They ask for donations. I will send you the link so you can donate tomorrow.
I'm skeptical why they do it, but yes.
They've been doing it forever. So I took the liberty of copying the text from the current CDC website that explains vinyl chloride and the text from the same page on the CDC website from December of 2021.
Okay.
And putting it into a Microsoft Word document. And doing a diff.
And which means what?
A difference, a differential, a delta between the two.
You motherfucker using these goddamn acronyms.
So if you look here on the left, you're going to see when you see text with strike through, that means the new version of the website does not have that information.
Okay.
Where you see text that's red and underlined, that means it's new on the new version of the website. So let's start at the top. Number one, the December 2021 version of the website had a section called highlights that was completely removed. And it said, exposure to vinyl chloride occurs mainly in the workplace. Breathing high levels of vinyl chloride for short periods of time can cause dizziness, sleepiness, unconsciousness, and at extremely high levels can cause death. Breathing vinyl chloride for long periods of time can result in permanent liver damage, immune reactions, nerve damage, and liver cancer. This substance has been found in at least 616 of the 1,662 national priority list sites identified by the EPA. So they struck that when they edited their website. From what I understand, a few weeks prior to this derailment.
So you said December 2021, you mean 2022?
No, 2021. The Wayback Machine has snapshots from certain times.
Oh, okay, so that's when this is from. Okay.
That's when this is from.
But they may have edited it weeks before the crash.
They edited it weeks before the crash. So they struck that part out. There was no more highlights section.
Okay.
So the next section, which was what is vinyl chloride, is mostly the same as you can see there.
Mild sweet odor.
They added, so it said vinyl chloride is a colorless gas. They added with a mild sweet odor.
The fuck?
Okay, scrolling down. Now, I will tell you that this is not perfect because Microsoft Word doesn't do well when there's movement of text.
Okay.
So if you like add a carriage break, it will see, you know, you have the same text, it's a carriage break below. It will see that as an addition or subtraction. But this one, I think, so here, liquid vinyl chloride evaporates easily. Vinyl chloride in water or soil evaporates rapidly if it's near the surface. It in the air, it breaks down over a few days to other substances, some of which can be harmful. So that's all the same between then and now.
Yeah.
The big one is that they removed an entire section that used to say, how can vinyl chloride affect children? It used to say, it has not been proven that vinyl chloride causes birth defects in humans, but studies in animals suggest that vinyl chloride might affect growth and development. Animal studies also suggest that infants and young children might be more susceptible than adults to vinyl chloride-induced cancer.
Jesus.
For some reason, they struck that out when they revised their page.
That's odd.
On vinyl chloride weeks before this derailment. They struck out a section that said, how can families reduce exposure or reduce the risk of exposure to vinyl chloride? And they said, tobacco smoke contains low levels of vinyl chloride, so limiting your family's exposure to cigarette smoke may help reduce exposure. I don't know why they struck that out. And then down below, another kind of interesting change here. This, it used to say that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has set a limit of one part per 1 million parts or 1 ppm in the workplace is what's considered an acceptable limit. They struck that out. So the question is, how many parts per 1 million
is now acceptable?
Yeah. Is going to be present in what happened there? So I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say that this is exactly, what do you call it? Smoking gun evidence.
I mean, this is pretty fucked up,
but it's a lot of coincidence.
Yeah. It's odd.
Like, why would they edit that now?
Right before the crash.
Yeah. Are we to believe that according to the conspiracies that this was all planned?
I would hope not.
Alex Jones says it was all planned.
What does he say?
He says that this is an attack on the American people.
From who?
I don't know. That's
Does he know?
He never gives that kind of an answer. Probably because he doesn't have the answer, right? What do you think?
I mean, if you live there, you'd be like definitely into the conspiracy theorist, I think.
Yeah, I would think so as well. That is the
current
state of affairs.
But wasn't, so there was a chemical fire there recently though in Ohio somewhere. I don't fucking know.
So apparently there's been a few train derailments over the last couple of weeks, several of them occurring in Ohio for some reason. A chemical plant explosion that you mentioned just now. Why Ohio?
Do they have the largest like train passages in the US or some shit?
I mean, Ohio has always been known as sort of an industrial center. So it's not uncommon for trains to be passing through there and for, you know, a lot of plants and stuff to be there. So I guess if it was going to happen, that's where it would happen. That's me putting on my non-conspiracy theorist hat. But the coincidences are interesting.
So the only time I've told you before I saw a shimmer in the water, like oil or gas, yes, was my nanny from when I was little.
Yes.
Was approached from a fracking company and they basically like strong-armed them into a contract.
So she lived in like a rural area.
100-acre farm.
Damn.
Not a working farm, 100-acre land.
Okay.
And they were approached by a fracking company and they basically said, you need to sign this or all your neighbors have already signed this. If you don't sign it, we can still access the minerals underneath your land or wherever the fuck, the gas or whatever, by going down across.
Right. Because
you own the land, but this is what it is. So they signed it. Cleared out all these trees where it looks like a ski slope throughout the 100 acres.
Yeah.
So we were driving like a four-wheel drive, like testing out a vehicle. And then if you stopped at any time and saw a puddle of water and you looked at the water, you didn't even have to touch it. It had that rainbow fucking shit on it. And yeah, I was like, hey, are you going to look into this? Like, what's that? And he's like, I don't know. I'll have to contact the guy, but I'm sure. And then they never fucking did.
They were on well water probably, right?
They're all on well. Yeah, they're way out in the country. Yeah. Shit. And I'm sure they didn't contact them because they were like, we're fucked. We had to sign or they're going to get the shit anyway and we're going to get no money.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they get money from your land from fracking, they'll supposedly give you a percentage.
You know how much money they got?
I want to say $30,000, something like that. Yeah, which is dick compared to what they're making, I'm assuming. But
right, millions.
It was in West Virginia where they're rich in minerals.
Right.
But they don't fucking know. They just know that they didn't do it. They're going to be out the money. They're going to get the minerals anyway, is what they believed, at least.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. But they're okay as far as you know.
Yeah, they don't drink the water from their well. It's very sulfuric, like has a rotten egg smell.
Yeah.
So they get it from like some, there's a place they go fill up like probably 200 jugs at a time of like 2 liters and old milk jugs that have been washed out from like a mineral stone, like a huge ass mineral mount, like what's that white ass mineral? Limestone.
White ass mineral.
Yeah, it's limestone. Okay. It's a limestone mountain and there's a natural spring or something running through the whole thing that supposedly filters everything. They get that and they boil it and then they can drink it.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. When we go visit them, it's always like they're always getting jugs of water from like their storage area.
But you told me they're like the happiest people you know.
They are, yeah. They are the happiest. And they live, basically they're off the grid, you know, not.
No Wi-Fi.
No, fuck no.
They're not listening to the podcast. These motherfuckers.
They do have cell phones. they have no Wi-Fi. They used to have satellite TV. Now they ran cable, like cable TV type shit. And they just ran, they supposedly they're going to run water, but they haven't done it yet. So they paid for water like 10 years ago, the water line. They had to pay like $2,000 for it to be run to their property because it's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So. But every time I see them, they complain like they still haven't run the goddamn water. You know? The water lines.
All right. Words of wisdom.
Buy a slicer and slice your own fucking ham, bitch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like one third of the price. It's good.
All right.